Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is May 22, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about STC Bahrain, NEC payments to launch STC Pay virtual prepaid MasterCard. Amazon rolls out food delivery services in India. GCash to help taxis shift to cashless payments in Philippines. Netflix offers help for subscriptions cancellation. BrandSource launches e-commerce credit program, apply and buy. Paymaya launches QR and online payments app for SMEs. Yandex Checkout launches split transaction service for marketplaces and online platforms. How banks can guide fintechs through their first economic downturn. SMB financing fuels week of B2B venture capital. Now let's get started. STC Bahrain, NEC payments to launch STC Pay virtual prepaid MasterCard. Bahrain-based telco STC Bahrain has partnered with digital banking and payment technology company NEC Payments to launch the STC Pay virtual prepaid MasterCard. According to Zaya.com, the new contactless solution enables customers to access a broader range of local and international merchants and to conduct transactions during these challenging times, when the use of e-commerce and contactless payments is highly encouraged. Therefore, the digital offering, which is integrated into the STC Pay app, is expected to support customers with no access to credit cards continue shopping in a streamlined manner and have the items delivered at home. Moreover, the STC Pay prepaid MasterCard is open for subscription to all users of the mobile wallet, with no additional fee and validity up to 3 years. Amazon rolls out food delivery services in India. Amazon has announced the launch of food delivery services in India, competing against players such as Swiggy and Zomato. Indians faced the lockdown in the last few months, as the government tried to curb the spread of the coronavirus by banning social gatherings and shuttering restaurants and pubs. Consequently, established players like Swiggy and Zomato were forced to cut jobs and keep a tight lid on costs, giving Amazon the opportunity to answer its customers' demand of ordering prepared meals. The feature was already rolled out in Bengaluru, according to representatives from the company. Moreover, thanks to Amazon's strong e-commerce presence in India, the food delivery services are expected to be a success for the company that has been investing heavily in the country. In recent news, Amazon has also introduced a new credit service called Amazon Pay Later in India, offering customers zero interest credit on any of the listed products on Amazon India and allowing them to repay it in monthly installments. GCash to help taxis shift to cashless payments in Philippines. The Department of Transportation has announced that the Philippines-based mobile wallet GCash will provide taxis with cashless payments system in Manila. According to ABS-CBN News, the cashless payments will help limit direct physical contact between drivers and passengers, thus reducing the chance of spreading COVID-19. Besides, GCash is also offering Power Pay Plus, a solution designed for taxi operators, which allows distribution of salaries, allowances, and commissions to employees and members nationwide. Overall, regarding transportation, public utility vehicles can operate in reduced capacity and with strict health protocols, including the use of cashless payments, in areas under General Community Quarantine or GCQ. Moreover, the government also takes into consideration the use of payment platforms SquidPay, PayMaya and Beep, among others, to forge a cashless payment system. In recent news, GCash has partnered with PayMongo to provide an expanded mobile payments platform for micro, small and medium enterprises (MSMEs) in the country. Netflix offers help for subscriptions cancellation. The Verge has reported that Netflix is trying to make it easier for people to cancel their service with a new automated prompt. This prompt will ask subscribers if they want to continue paying after a lengthy period of inactivity. As such, on the 18th of May, the company started reaching out to subscribers who haven't used the service in 2 years or within 1 year of their initial sign-up for newer customers. The reason for this was to let them know they can either keep their membership or have it cancelled upon the next billing cycle. Those customers represent a small number of Netflix's overall 183 million subscriber base, totaling less than half of 1% or a few hundred thousand customers. Currently, customers have to go into their account and manually request to cancel their subscriptions. Now, if a customer falls into the mentioned small member base, they'll begin to see emails and in-app notifications. However, in case they don't confirm to the prompts that they want to remain subscribed, Netflix will automatically cancel their subscription. Cancellations will begin on the 1st of June. BrandSource launches e-commerce credit program, Apply and Buy. U.S.-based AVB division BrandSource has introduced a new consumer credit program for its independent dealer members. According to DealerScope, the program, called Apply and Buy and developed by AVB and Citibank, allows BrandSource's independent appliance, home furnishings, and consumer tech dealers to apply for the buying group's private label credit card at checkout. After the approval, the purchase can be applied to the new account and customers can benefit from special financing offers for a true buy-on-the-fly experience. The program is currently rolling out to all BrandSource members using the group's proprietary Alta e-commerce platform. Moreover, customers are allowed to spread their payments over time, with financing terms of 6 or 12 months, while shoppers who use the BrandSource credit card for qualifying purchases of US$1,500 or more until 4 June 2020 will receive a US$50 rebate via a prepaid Visa gift card. Other features include, no annual fees, around-the-clock account access, and a dedicated line of credit that's accepted at over 4,500 BrandSource member stores nationwide. Paymaya launches QR and online payments app for SMEs. The Philippines-based company Paymaya has launched a mobile payment solution that allows merchants to receive QR and online payments from their customers. According to Philstar Global, the new app, called Paymaya Negocio, will enable SMEs to accept QR code payments and other forms of digital payments via smartphone, even if they do not have an e-commerce website. Besides, the Negocio app allows merchants to accept contactless payments from customers, whether they are Paymaya users or account holders of other banks and e-wallet providers. To access the solution, merchants will need to sign up through the app using their mobile number, upload one valid government ID as well as a video selfie for liveliness check, and wait 24 to 48 hours for their application to be reviewed and approved, in order to start accepting digital payments right away. Furthermore, after the payments are received in the merchant's Paymaya Negocio wallet, they can transfer these amounts to their respective bank accounts via InstaPay. Paymaya makes efforts to enable national and social services agencies as well as local government units with digital payments and disbursement services, Philstar Global concluded. Yandex Checkout launches split transaction service for marketplaces and online platforms. Yandex Checkout has introduced split transaction, a new solution for marketplaces and online platforms that offer goods and services provided by various companies. This new feature automatically splits money between different sellers whose goods were paid for in a single order via one transaction. The marketplace itself will not need to send invoices and transfer money via its bank account. Yandex Checkout solution helps platforms to control the financial flows between sellers and buyers as well as reduce the document flow. The new feature suits any online platform that offers goods and services from various companies. Usually such platforms receive money from buyers to its bank account, and then manually transfer funds to certain sellers. When payments are made via the new Yandex Checkout solution, the money is sent directly to the seller and not to the platform's account. Online platforms can also determine the commission rates for sellers. Automatic distribution of payments will allow companies to streamline the document flow and save accountants resources. Yandex checkout solution also offers the option of holding the payments for up to 7 days, so that the settlements are made to the seller's account only after they fulfill the obligations to the buyer. Split transaction allows issuing total or partial refunds to the customer, i.e. transfer funds for some or all of the items within a single order. The new feature will also optimize and automate the process of issuing receipts and sending them to sellers who must report to the tax service. The new feature is compatible with all Yandex checkout scenarios, payment widgets, mobile SDKs for contactless payments, and others. Using this solution, marketplaces can accept payments via most payment methods available in Yandex checkout, including e-wallets, bank cards, online banking, direct carrier billing, etc. Split transaction allows for processing of up to 100 items in an order. How banks can guide fintechs through their first economic downturn. From competitors to collaborators, the fintech boom introduced a field of opportunity for traditional financial institutions to team up with an industry newcomer to become more agile and modern with their own product offerings. While fintechs are, in many ways, useful allies to banks, traditional FIs can also be a critical partner to fintechs that lack the resources or opportunity to acquire their own banking license. According to Lucas Diehl, head of marketplace banking at Germany-based Varengold Bank, said the bank fintech collaborative model is particularly important for today's alternative lenders and other fintechs amid uncertainty about their growth prospects. In a recent conversation with PYMNTS, Diehl noted that fintechs are in a unique position to compete against traditional lenders, and the pandemic doesn't take away from their ability to provide what is often a more favorable customer experience than that of a traditional lender. On the other hand, he added, the pandemic doesn't just spare fintechs. They, too, experience tough challenges. Financing burdens. While alternative and digital lending fintechs can be a more agile option for borrowers, the way these fintechs manage their own loan portfolios can become a particularly burdensome process that Diehl said threatens to take these companies' focus away from their goal of enhancing borrower experiences, and toward back-office logistics. Fintechs typically do not have a huge balance sheet, and it can be very expensive for them to use a large amount of equity to finance their loan portfolio and keep growing, he explained. This is where a bank collaboration can become particularly valuable. Varengold recently announced its own partnership with Wirecard to service joint fintech clients with a range of financial services. For Varengold, the offering means connecting fintechs to debt to refinance their loan portfolios and scale up, as well as white-labeled payments tools. Wirecard, meanwhile, will offer its banking-as-a-service offerings, which include prepaid card issuing, loan services, digital banking tools and more. It's a tie-up that aims to provide financial services for fintechs to bolster their own FinServe offerings, and by coordinating lending with banking-as-a-service BaaS, Diehl noted that fintechs can gain access to services that are integrated and standardized with each other to promote the agility fintechs offer their own clients. Both strings BaaS and lending must be combined, and workflows between the involved parties established, he said. Readying for uncertainty. Connecting fintechs with funding to refinance their own loan portfolios will be an important part of helping these businesses survive the current volatile climate, noted Diehl. Many fintechs are not yet profitable and consequently need further equity to grow, he said. The current crisis makes it harder to raise that equity. For many of these tech-centered players, this marks the first economic downturn that will test their balance sheets, risk management tactics and business models, and will undoubtedly impact each fintech in different ways. Ultimately, economic recovery will likely uncover which business and risk models succeeded, and which failed. As fintechs wait to see which category they fall under, collaborating with licensed banks could present an opportunity beyond refinancing their own loan portfolios. That collaboration can take many forms, too. Open banking initiatives, for instance, can enable fintechs to unlock bank data to strengthen their own risk and scoring strategies and embrace business model flexibility without being tied to banks' contractual obligations as a result of strategic partnerships or acquisitions, said Diehl. Overall, coexisting in an ecosystem for both banks and fintechs can be a mutually beneficial arrangement. Banks continue to embrace the opportunities in integrating user-friendly digital products and services through fintech partnerships, acquisitions, and open banking agreements. In some markets where the regulatory climate has allowed it, fintechs are beginning to explore a different path, acquiring their own banking license. There may be value in not having to depend on a traditional bank, but according to Deal, going it alone may not be the smartest move for fintechs today. A banking license means heavy investments outside of one's core product offering and into back and middle office functions, he said. It also means having to deal with complex regulatory and compliance-related points. It's probably more beneficial for fintechs to remain focused on creating unique offerings to their clients, while we take care of the bank-related matters. With market volatility adding financial pressure on many fintechs, the current climate means these companies stand to benefit from working with traditional FIS to preserve cash flows, without having to sacrifice maintaining focus on their value prospects. Remaining agile, digital native, and user-friendly will be key to enduring the market downturn and thriving into the future. SMB financing fuels week of B2B venture capital. Bad news hit the startup community this week as new analysis from CB Insights revealed a significant decline in venture capital (VC) funding in the first quarter of 2020. The trend is not entirely unexpected and can be attributed to the pandemic, with fintech funding dropping by 37% quarter over quarter to $6.1 billion. There was a nearly 20% drop in the number of deals solidified in the quarter, too. Regardless of the news, this week's B2B venture capital roundup is one of the strongest in months, fueled largely by fintech's focus on connecting small and medium-sized businesses (SMBs) to capital. While enabling SMBs to navigate the pandemic's cash flow constraints through access to funds is key, investors showed interest in a variety of financing options, from invoice financing to trade finance to commercial credit cards. ExtraCap FinTech India-based ExtraCap secured $1 million in angel funding, Your Story reported. The company connects SMBs to invoice financing via its mobile app Bridge 2 Capital, targeting retail shopkeepers with a way to finance their outstanding payables. In addition to invoice finance, the company offers SMBs a range of other solutions, including order management and online payments tools. As the company expands, it will be widening availability of its product suite to all customers, the company said, with hopes of full access to all services by March next year. CCR Manager trade finance technology startup CCR Manager announced $2.12 million in new funding, which will be used to launch its open distribution solution. The Singapore company said it will, for the first time, service corporates directly, an expansion of its existing services to collaborate with banks and investors to extend trade finance to businesses. Asia Capital and Advisors led the round, reports said, while Global E-Trade Services and Curzon Investments also participated. Apollo Agriculture Kenya's Apollo Agriculture connects small, independent farmers in the country with a product suite that includes working capital financing, data analytics, equipment procurement and more. The company revealed $6 million raised in a Series A funding round led by Anthemis, TechCrunch reported. Through a collaboration with M-Pesa Mobile Money, Apollo Agriculture connects to farmers via mobile app and uses machine learning and satellite information to link users to the most appropriate offerings. In addition to focusing on new hires, the company said it will use the investment to bolster its balance sheet to be able to expand its own SMB lending operations. Deal with pandemic lockdowns remaining in place, it's no surprise that investors are interested in startups like Deal, a payroll fintech for remote workers. The company reportedly raised $14 million in Series A funding led by Andreessen Horowitz, unnamed sources told CNBC. The California-based company targets corporates with technology to hire and pay their staff remotely, even if professionals work across borders. Reports did not reveal what Deal plans to do with the money but did note that investors organized the fundraise entirely via video conferencing. Clara Analytics. Clara Analytics operates as an insurtech in the workers' compensation arena, enabling claims teams to deploy data analytics and artificial intelligence to deliver actionable insights. The company announced via press release a $25 million Series B funding round this week led by Aspen Capital Group, while Oak HC, FT, which also led its Series A round, also participated. Clara said it plans to deploy the funding to expand globally, grow its talent base and further develop its product for employers and insurance companies. Equid. With an e-commerce as a service solution, Equid announced $42 million in new funding led by Morgan Stanley Expansion Capital, while Peakspan Capital also participated. The startup targets SMBs with technology to lower barriers to launching their own online operations and shift from brick and mortar to digital. With the new funding, Equid said it will buy out previous, early-stage investors, as well as to double its staff levels and expand operations. Coalition. Cybersecurity insurance startup Coalition secured $90 million in Series C funding, TechCrunch reported. The company targets businesses with cybersecurity insurance amid the ever-growing threat of data breaches and other cyberattacks. Valor Equity Partners led the round, while Greyhound Capsule, Felices and existing backers also participated. The company said it would be growing its team in the coming year as it plans to expand into Canada, the UK, Europe and Australia. Katabook. India's Katabook announced $60 million in Series B funding, Entrepreneur reported this week. The small business digital ledger platform saw the funding from B Capital Group, while existing backers Sequoia India, partners of DST Global, Tanknet, GGV, RTP Global, Hummingbird Ventures, Falcon Edge Capital, Rocketship.VC and Unilever Ventures also participated, alongside several angel investors. Katabook offers SMBs a way to digitally record transactions to more efficiently manage finances and accounting. The company will accelerate product development with the new investment with a focus on financial services, reports said. Brex. In the largest venture capital funding round of the week, commercial card startup Brex secured $150 million from DST Global and Lone Pine Capital. The extension of its Series C investment round will be used to bolster its product, engineering and design with a focus on the experience of its startup end users. The funds will also fuel small-scale acquisitions, TechCrunch reported. Amid a slowdown in overall venture capital investment, Brex's latest fundraise is significant considering its revenue model relies on the spending volumes of its customers. Reports noted that Brex has lowered some customer credit limits in response to the current market and significantly cut spend on travel and restaurants. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.